William Borsi is counting ballots. For every vote, he ticks off a line in red pen. He does a quick tally.
So out of this class for mayor, O'Brien had 14 votes, Mim had 4, and Savas Matiatos had 1, a write-in.
Who's Savas Matiatos?
Him, over there.
I'm Savas Matiatos, and...
How old are you?
I am 17.
So you can't vote yet?
No. That's probably for the best, because I have, you know, a lot of radical thoughts.
Radical, maybe, but at least Savas and his classmates have done their homework. Every student in Mr. Wayne's class listened to the candidate statements on KCAW. They took a full page of notes and had a class discussion afterwards. Savas said that the process allowed him to make a more informed vote.
Within the public, what I see is people choose like one or two people that look, you know, like they mean something, or somebody that they know, and they just follow them or just vote for them without knowing anything.
While Savas voted for Steven Eisenbeiss, his classmate, Aaron Von Veen, voted for Tor Christensen. She liked the way he articulated his answers on air and felt that self-presentation is important.
It kind of sets the tone for how you plan on doing your job. Like, if you were careless in the presentation that you give, it's like, well, I don't want to vote for you. You're pretty careless, so I'm going to vote for someone who cares more.
As for mayor, Aaron's vote went to Orion Hughes Knowles. She isn't bothered by the fact that he's 26, only a few years older than she is. In fact, Aaron feels his age is a selling point for voters of her generation.
A lot of my older friends can't find jobs that will pay enough for them to live, and he wants to make things more affordable in Sitka and make more apartments.
Her classmate William Borsi echoed the sentiment.
And Mim, I'm not calling her old, but she might be in the past for some people. Like, if you had someone between Orion and Mim's age, probably, they would know what would help the old without offending them, and how the millennials might want to see something happen.
Affordable housing wasn't the only thing on the minds of millennials. Teacher Howard Wayne has been running mock elections for years, and he said that small things can sway the vote of the whole class.
There were a lot of students who thought Orion Hughes Knowles looked very attractive in his photo, and that may have swayed some of them right from the beginning.
And a photo on the KCAW website revealed Assembly candidate Aaron Walmsley wearing a Mount Edgecombe sweatshirt.
There are arrivals, you know, from across the bridge. And so as he was describing his job there, you know, I think that might have impacted the way some students listened to his responses.
It reminded me of another famous episode from election history.
Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. The
photo, the visual.
The visual from, you know, Nixon's brown suit as opposed to Kennedy's blue. You know, it just looked so much better, apparently.
And the winners of the American government mock election are Orion Hughes Knowles for mayor with 46 votes to Mim McConnell's 29. The two seats on the Sitka Assembly were given to Steven Eisenbeiss with 45 votes and Tor Christensen with 34 votes. Thomas Conley and Tim Fulton each earned 62 votes for the school board. For KCAW, I'm Emily Kwong.